Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Nebel Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday, your Tuesday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, your pen, and your paper. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in our opening prayer. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy. We come before your presence in the name of Jesus. We pray that you bless this broadcast, that you send your word out, let it reach a soul, that they might give their life to you. We pray that you will look on all of those that are on the prayer list, that you will touch and heal their bodies, save, forgive, and deliver. Blot out of transgressions. Have mercy today, O Lord. Grant the petitions according to thy will. Have your way. Let your will be done. Bind the works of Satan and cast him out. Help us to go through, to stand, and to take you at your word. Bless every listener, all those who are on this broadcast. We pray that you will bless them. Have your way. Let your will be done. And we will give thy name to praise, the glory and the honor shall be thine. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. We're going to read the 142nd number of Psalm. Verse 1, I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him. I shewed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked, have they privately laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me. Praise God. We thank the Lord for the reading of his precious word from the 142nd number of Psalm, from verse 1 throughout verse 7. And praise God, at this time, we're going to give way that we can get our announcement.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Evangelist Nebel, and also for the prayer. And again, we want to just thank you so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Nebel Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 1-605-313-5995. That access code is 565-2166. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hamim, who hosts Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing in at 563-999-3634. Prayer Mission House Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. And forgive me, my attachment just closed on me here. There we go. Sorry about that. And then we're praying for the bereaved Ingram Sewell family, for Evangelist Patricia Jones, for Sister Rhoda, for Danny Thompson, the bereaved Harrell family, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Joel Paldo and Bree Paldo family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Culbreth and the Bereaved Culbreth family, the Bereaved Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the Bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for those who are requesting prayer or those who you know need prayer. And we all need prayer. So just keep those folks in your prayers, and as well as anyone else who's currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And if Evangelist Cynthia is on, amen, and you have a song you'd like to sing to the Lord, we're going to give space for you to do so. God bless you.
She isn't on tonight. So
okay.
If you have a song you'd like to sing, you can go ahead and sing.
Oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is thy name. How excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is thy name. There is none like you. None like you, none like you, Jesus is excellent, is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth. In all the earth, in all the earth, Jesus excellent is thy name. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. Jesus is excellent. Is thy name, O Lord. How excellent. Lord, you're so excellent. The Lord is so excellent. How excellent is thy name. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. How excellent is thy name. Beautiful selection coming through Dr. Khadija Hameen. I enjoyed that selection. And now, at this time, let us prepare our hearts to hear what thus saith the Lord.
At this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for allowing us to be here one more time. We thank you for how you graced us with your presence, Lord. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you for your love. We pray, my God, that you would look on every soul under the sound of my voice out there in radio land, Lord. We want you to move by thy spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we want you to touch somebody's mind, Lord. Touch somebody's heart, Jesus. Give them a mind to run for their lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, say to the uttermost, Lord, send on deliverance, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want you to look on all those that are on the prayer list, my God. We want you to heal, Jesus. We want you to deliver, my God, for we know that thou art a healer for both body and soul, in the name of Jesus. Look on Evangelist Edmund, Lord. Touch her, strengthen her, Lord. Encourage her, my God. Lord, I want you to speak through her tonight. Send thy word, send thy anointing. Oh, God, use your servant, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, look on everybody all over the face of this nation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Oh, God, save, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we want you to let your will be done in our lives. Have thine eternal way. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God for the prayer. At this time, we're going to give it over into the hands of Evangelist May Edmund. God bless all of our radio listeners. I'm glad to be with you here on tonight. Satan thought he was going to stop me.
All right.
But he missed the soul he thought he had.
Glory to God.
I thank God for how he allowed me to be in the station one more time to bring the word of God.
Praise God.
We want to announce that if you'd like to visit with us or fellowship with us, you are welcome to come to Christian Temple, 910 Shelton Avenue, where Bishop Richard Jackson is the pastor. That is Christian Temple, 910 Shelton Avenue, Camden, New Jersey. Services are on Tuesday and Friday evenings at 7 p.m., Sunday morning, 11 a.m., and Sunday night at 7 p.m. We invite you to come and worship the Lord with us. At this time, we're going to go into the Word of God. We're going to go to the book of Revelation 2 and begin with the first verse.
Bless the Lord.
Revelation, the second chapter, and begin with the first verse. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy work and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. And we're going to skip down to verse 9. It says, I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blaspheme of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Praise God. I'm going to leave a thought with you tonight.
Yes, Lord.
God knows your work.
Oh, yes, he does.
Glory. Hallelujah. God knows your work.
Amen.
Oh, it doesn't matter what you may do.
Glory to God.
How much money you put in the offering tank.
Yes.
Where you go.
All right, preacher.
It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
God knows your work.
Amen.
Whether they be good or whether they be evil.
Amen.
God knows your work.
Yes, he does.
I tell you, the God that we serve is an all-seeing God.
Yes, sir.
He's looking down upon each and every soul.
Oh, glory to God.
He knows us one by one, name by name.
Glory to God.
Oh, my God, it doesn't matter what kind of title you hold.
All right.
God knows your work.
Yes, sir.
And God promised in his word that he's going to pay us according as our work shall be.
Yes, sir.
He said in his word, he that is holy, let him be holy still.
Amen.
He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is just, let him be just still. I tell you, the God I serve is a right now God. He looks down upon us, and he knows us, every one of us. He knows our down sitting. He knows our up rising. He knows when we do right, and he knows when we do wrong. God is looking down upon us, and he knows our works.
Amen.
Whether they be good or whether they be evil, God knows your work.
Amen.
And here in the book of Revelation, I heard when Jesus began to write to the different churches, and he began to write to the church of Ephesus, and he spoke and said, I know thy work, and thy labor, and thy patience.
Yes.
I know
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word of God. God knows your works. Praise God. At this time, we're going to open the doors to salvation for anyone that does not know the Lord and for all those who need strength, those who may be weak, those who may have strayed away and you want to get back to the Lord, those who have backslidden on the Lord and turned your back on the Lord. God has given you a chance to come back to him. He said he was married to the backslider, and we take him at his word. We believe we're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to pray because God is giving you an opportunity to get it fixed. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the messenger. Oh, my Heavenly Father, I pray that you help us that we might be ready. Look on the souls of men, those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, those who may have strayed away from you and fallen by the wayside. We are asking for mercy tonight. We ask that you touch their hearts, break up their stony hearts, and give them a mind to come back to you and seek your face and call upon the name of the Lord. For you are able and you are righteous and you are compassionate enough to forgive them of their faults. We know you're able, O Lord. Touch right now, O Lord. Send deliverance, O Lord, and those that are sick. We pray that you touch and heal their bodies. Move the afflictions. Move the pain. Move all misery out of their life. Help them, O Lord, to look to you and trust you, knowing that you are able to do all things and knowing that you're able to fix their situation. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you touch in a special way. Send thine anointing, O Lord. Send deliverance to the souls. Help them to receive you and to receive the word of God that they might live thereby in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, have mercy tonight. Send on your mercy, O Lord. Send on strength to the weak and heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on your people everywhere. Look on those under the sound of my voice. I pray that you will touch and bless, save and heal. Blot out of sins, be forgiven. Let some soul say, I am sorry that I sinned against you. And help them, Lord, to give their life to you. Help them to turn from their way. Help somebody to return back unto you, seeking your face and calling upon your name. For we know that thou art a healer and thou art a deliverer. And we are taking you at your word today. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for encouragement. We thank you for strength through the word.
Thank you
for healing of the soul. We thank you for healing the body. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, O Lord, for that soul that may return unto you. We thank you in faith. We believe
you,
Lord. We take you at your word, knowing that you cannot fail and you cannot lie. We are standing on the promises of God. Heavenly Father, we pray that you continue to go with us, continue to stand by us, continue to bless this broadcast, and every listener, have your way and let your will be done. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have remarks. I believe Sister Rhoda is on the line. We're going to have remarks from Sister Rhoda and from Evangelist Khadija. And if there's any other ministers on the line and you would like to call in or have something to say or give remarks to the Word of God, you can dial in at 1-605-313-5995. And the access code is 5652166 pound. Praise the Lord. So you can call in and feel free to give remarks. God bless you, Sister Rose.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I really want to thank the Lord for the word of God. He's reminding us about our work.
Yes.
So, brethren, we have to be very, very careful because we can never hide ourselves from God. God sees our hearts. God knows our motives. Whatever we do, we have to remember that whatever we do, let us remember to do it for the glory of God. Whatever we do in secret, sins, whatever it is, time is running out. Let us remember every day. Whatever we do, ask myself, am I doing it right? Am I doing it to glorify my God? Or I'm just trying to please human beings? We cannot please human beings. It's only God, our judge. And he's coming back, Jesus, to take us to heaven. So, brethren, let us remember this is a very, very powerful message. Let us be very, very careful the way we live with our salvation life. We cannot mock God. We cannot hide from God. He sees everything. Even what we see, he knows. Whatever is in our hearts, he knows. We can't hide. You can just have a plastic smile, Sister Rhoda, but in the heart you hate me. Or you hate somebody. So may the Lord help each of us to give us strength and power to do right for the glory of God. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, even though it was spoken at an earlier time. It's very relevant today. God knows your works. And this is the truth. And sometimes folks, they do think just because somebody, you know, a man might not have seen them do whatever deed they're doing that they think they're hidden. But God, he knows our works because he sees all. And he's a fair God. If we done righteous, we can expect a righteous reward. But if we do evil, we can expect an evil reward. And I think even for what Sister Rhoda was saying, you know, sometimes it's the heart. We do things thinking, like she said, smile in somebody's face and, you know, behind their backs, he has that whatever is going on in that heart. Those things are hidden. God knows. He's the one that searches the heart. He tries the reins. Mm-hmm. And he's going to give us a reward. Whatever reward we deserve, that's what we're going to get. Hey, I want to be ready. Thank God for this judgment message being preached by Vanessa Maybell. This is the time for these messages to come forth. Because Jesus, he's soon to come back, and we want to be ready when he comes. Thank God for you, Vanessa May, and for you, Sister Rhoda. Amen. God bless you. Be encouraged. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful message coming on tonight. God knows our works. He knows everything about us. Praise the Lord. I tell you, God, he's looking down on us now. And I was just looking at those scriptures that were being read and how the Lord began to just express how he knows our works, our tribulation, our poverty.
Yes.
He knows everything about us and encouraging, saying, but we are rich if we know the Lord.
Yes.
And also those scriptures that were read in the opening scripture, how the psalmist began to just cry unto the Lord, and in verses 3 and 4 kind of tie in with the message that was preached when the psalmist said, when my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. So there, that showed you that God knows our work. And he went on to say, in the way wherein I walked, have they privately laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Only God knows us. We can some knowledge about each other or a little bit of knowledge about somebody, but we don't really know them like God knows us.
That's right.
And whatever it is going on in our lives, he knows about it. So nothing is hid, like was already stated. Nothing is hid from God. He's aware. He knows everything about us. And he has a reward for all of us. Doesn't matter how our works are, whether they be good, like the preacher was preaching, whether they be evil, God has a reward for every one of us because he is a just God.
Amen.
That message really stirred me up, praise God, and it is indeed a judgment message, and we really need to hear these messages in these times that we're living in right now, because people are getting further and further away from the ways of God, from
yes.
holiness. They're going about as if God can't even see them and
yes.
doing their own thing. But it's time now to fear the Lord and make sure that the works we're doing are righteous. Amen.
Yes.
Because God has a work for us. Again, I really enjoyed the message on tonight. I enjoyed the text coming through Sister Rhoda and also Evangelist Khadija. I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to do the work of the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of the beautiful remarks coming through our evangelist and Sister Rhoda. I tell you, Sister Rhoda, that was true, what you were saying.
Yeah.
God sees us. Glory to God. And sometimes we try to hide these things, but God sees us because he's looking down on us, and he sees everything that we do, the good, the bad, and the evil. Praise God. So if we want to be ready, we got to do what this word say do, in order to make it into the kingdom of God, because he knows our works. Praise God. And I thank the Lord for this word, because it comes to remind us. Sometimes we kind of get off course. We kind of, you know, go our own way. The word of God comes back and reminds us what we are supposed to be doing. And I tell you, that message that was preached to Evangelist Hameen on Friday night up in Harrisburg, I tell you, that word has been resonating with me. Jesus is coming back. He's coming back, and I'm trying to keep it in my mind and in my thoughts. He's coming back, so I got to be ready when he comes, and I'm trying to be mindful, because the devil will take your mind and have your mind on some of everything. And some people, they have forgotten that Jesus is even coming back. They live in
Amen.
Like he ain't even coming back. Like, he ain't coming back in my time. But he's coming back, and we don't know
Amen.
When he's coming back. So that's why even going through my daily day, my daily chores, I'm keeping in my mind, Jesus is coming back, and we got to look for him because he's coming back. The Bible said, when ye shall see the abomination of desolation, then look up, lift up your head. We got to look for Jesus because he's coming, and he's coming in a twinkling of an eye. It's as quick as you could bat your eye. That's how fast he's coming. So we got to look for him. We got to be looking and watching. So I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for this word and for that word that Evangelist Hameen preached. I truly enjoyed it. She preached under the anointing. She preached out of her soul. And that was a very, very timely message to remind us that he is coming back and he knows our works. So we thank the Lord for each of you, each of the remarks that was given. I enjoyed all of them, and I want to encourage you all to continue in the Lord. Whatever the Lord gives you to say, that's what you say. Don't matter that it's, that I'm conducting this broadcast. Whatever God gives you to say, you say it, because this is your opportunity to let the Lord have his way. Praise God. So I enjoyed everything tonight, and I'm asking that you continue to pray for me. And we thank God for all of our listeners out there in radio land. We want to encourage you to continue to tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. One thing I can say, when you tune into this broadcast, you're going to get the truth, the word of God. That's what you're going to get. So feel free to tune in. We'll be back here again on Sunday night, Lord willing, p.m., and we'll be back again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And Tuesday night is oldies but goodies in the gospel. This word is good. Praise God. At this time, is there anything else from anyone else? If not, we thank you. God bless you. And this brings the broadcast to a close. Good night.